It is great to have Sherelle McMahon with us on a Wednesday morning. She'll be with us till 8:30. Isaac Smith will join us after 8 o'clock from the Cats. But let's talk some Super Netball because Nicole Richardson, or Richo, as she's known in the world, had her first win in charge of the Collingwood Netball team on the weekend in Super Netball. Took three rounds, but she got there 60-56 over the Thunderbirds. She joins us on the line. Richo, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We are well. You stand up and about. Winners or grinners?
The winners are grinners, and geez, it makes getting up early Sunday morning for a review and a flush quite easy, doesn't it, after a win?
Well, I'm sure it does. We're sitting with Sherelle here, who's yet to experience that victory feeling this year, which is a bit of a setback for her. But what was it like winning your first one? Were there a little special moments along the way? What was it like for you?
Oh, I was super, super excited, to be honest, super relieved as well. You always want to try and notch up that first win pretty early in a season to gain some confidence moving forward. And, you know, I was speaking to some people the other day talking about, you know, we're about trying to build a winning culture. And if you look at the past 2 years, that's only our second win in 17 games. So it was really important for us to celebrate the moment, but also get ready to concentrate on our up-and-coming game this Saturday against the Firebirds.
Is there pressure because you're Collingwood too? Like, even though netball's a new thing to Collingwood, but is there pressure because you're Collingwood?
There's no pressure from within the club at all. The club are really supportive of the netball program, which is fantastic. I think it's just that external pressure. I think it's the pressure the girls put on themselves, the team puts on themselves, and everyone hates Collingwood, don't they? which makes it that much tougher for us.
Richo, you spoke about the win and that great feeling. The Thunderbirds also continue now to have a winless season. So both of you were desperate for that win. They ran you down in the last quarter. They took the lead very late in that game, but you were able to hold your nerve and claw that back. What was that moment like for you when they took the lead late in the game?
Yeah, look, it was. I knew they were in front, Sherelle. It was one of those things. I spoke to the girls at three-quarter time, and I think I met them at the court before they even sat down on their seats. And I basically looked at them all in the eye, and I basically said to them, "You're not going to lose this game." And I'm such a competitor, and I knew how important that one was. And I'm like, "You guys are not going to lose this game. Don't let this one slip." So even though they got a couple of goals up, I was always pretty confident that they would find a way. And I think that was probably the most exciting thing about the game is that it was a real grind. And I don't think there was any more than four or five goals within the match for the entire match. So to come away with a win like that was pleasing. And we've still got a couple of gears to go. So that's exciting moving forward too.
I was going to say that. I mean, when you look at your team and it's sort of chock full of high-end talent and there are also a lot of really good young players coming through, could that win just be the monkey off the back? Do you think it can spark something from here?
100%. And I spoke to the girls after the game and was like, this is the start of our season. And I think that's going to be the important thing moving into the game on Saturday is that we show ourselves, but also our supporters, that we can actually back up a win. And that's something that we haven't done for a long time, to try and find that consistency week in, week out, and also throughout the game for the entire 60 minutes. So, look, I thought Shimona Nelson was outstanding on Tamira, one of the leading goalkeepers in the world, and really nullified her impact on the game. And, look, Ash Braz is going to get better with each game she plays after coming back from her knee. So really exciting to see what the group can do moving forward.
Well, it's exciting to see what they can do. Richo, you mentioned an international player. You've got some internationals up the other end as well. Jeeva Mentor, who is a big friend of RSN here. But her combination with Jodie Ann Ward has been really special to watch. And I think for Jodie Ann, it's been something that we've all kind of seen the potential in that. And she has really been taking it on. It was a great MVP for performance from her with her combination with Jeeva on the weekend.
Yeah, look, that's just getting stronger each outing they step out. And really exciting to see Jodie actually take a game to the next level. Like, I remember when Jodie came over last year, and that typical sort of Jamaican style, once they hit a brick wall, they actually hit the brick wall and she had nothing left. And I think she's really found a way to really grind through some of those matches, and her effort across the 60 minutes is getting better and better each week. And, you know, really looking forward to seeing what they can do. And also Jackie Newton, obviously, coming across from the Vixens, adds something extra for us in that defensive lineup as well. So she's really working nicely with Jeeva and Joe throughout our training environment.
So with all that being said, Richard, would you expect that the back half of the season will be a more successful part of the season for Collingwood?
Yeah, look, I think so. And one of the big things, if you look at the club over the past, what we're coming into our fifth season, we're into our third coach. We've had a lot of turnover with players. And, yeah. You know, the teams that are really successful at the moment are those teams that have consistency with their cattle, basically. So hopefully the more times that we can get out on court, the more belief and trust that we can have in the game plan that I've brought across. I think the fans can see some really exciting netball played by Collingwood moving forward.
Well, another team playing some exciting netball are the Firebirds. They've got some amazing talent. Gretel Buetta, who was Gretel Tippett, has come back in after just giving birth very recently. So she's doing a great job. But they've got some really great talent and a bit of hype around the Firebirds this year and what they might be able to achieve. How do you approach that?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of hype around them, and they had a really good season last year. And you know, I was watching some video footage yesterday of their game against the Giants, and geez, Gretel hasn't missed a beat.
No, she's been amazing.
So she's looking really good out on court. And I'm not sure whether she's had a 60-minute game at the moment, but you know, they're lucky in that they've got Tipper Dawn who can come on court as well, and she's pretty lethal from that two-point shot. So they're going to be a handful for us down in the attack end, and obviously, they've got some young up-and-coming defenders, and I think Gabby Simpson's playing some great netball through the middle. And, of course, our friend Kim Rav is playing some good netball through the centre. So we're going to have to make sure that we're at our best to beat them. And, you know, some key takings from our game this week. We still need to make sure that, you know, we're converting a little bit better off our centre pass conversions. We're winning enough ball. We need to find ways to win ball against them because it's very hard to get ball off. Particularly with you know, Gretel and Romelda down the front end.
Yeah, a great challenge it's going to be. But coming off a win, there's a little bit of a pep in the step, hopefully, of the girls on court. Saturday, 3 p.m, check your local guides, the Magpies and the Firebirds. Nicole, great to have you on the program. Good luck this week.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Nicole Richardson.